1. Trump from Michael underscore Novikov 197 Sites Just Security, Early Edition, October 28, 2020. Sign up to receive the early edition in your inbox here. A curated guide to major national security news and developments over the past 24 hours. Here's today's news, U.S. developments. President Trump's tax records reveal that he has had over $270 million in debt wiped clear since 2010 following a failure to repay his lenders for a Chicago skyscraper development project. The New York Times reported yesterday. Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago faced significant financial problems until banks and hedge funds granted him more time to pay off the debt, with much of it eventually forgiven altogether. Trump would usually be expected to pay a huge tax bill on those debts, however, the Times has said that he was able to avoid paying almost anything, in part because of the dire financial situation his other businesses faced. Deutsche Bank loaned $640 million to the skyscraper project and Fortress Investment Group loaned $130 million. It led to an eventual lawsuit after Deutsche Bank refused to grant a further extension. Although a privately settled agreement was eventually reached in July 2010, with around $270 million in debt being forgiven, David and Rich Russ Buettner, Mike McIntyre and Suzanne Craig report for the New York Times. Millions of government and GOP dollars have been paid to Trump's companies throughout his presidency for hosting private meetings with world leaders at Trump-owned properties, billing the government and taxpayers for its costs. Analysis by The Washington Post shows that Trump has received over $8 million from taxpayers and political supporters since taking office. Lawsuit documents and publicly available records shows, and at least $2.5 million from the government. Trump's campaign and fundraising committee has paid in excess of $5.6 million to Trump companies since January 2017. The money flows from Trump using his personal companies and properties to host events and meetings, then charging significant amounts for the costs incurred. The Post reports that taxpayers have paid for hotel rooms, ballrooms, cottages, rental houses, golf carts, votive candles, floating candles, candelabras, furniture moving, resort fees, decorative palm trees, strip steak, chocolate cake, breakfast buffets, $88 bottles of wine and $1,000 worth of liquor for White House aides. In addition, Trump met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in April 2018 at Mar-a-Lago to host his summit, billing the U.S. government $13,700 for guest rooms, $16,500 for food and wine, and $6,000 for roses and other floral displays. David A. Farenthold, Josh Dossi, Jonathan O'Connellan and Nuna Ryan Swamy report for The Washington Post. The National Treasury Employees Union filed a lawsuit Monday against Trump's recent executive order that removes long-held civil service protections from those in policy-making positions, arguing that the order will radically reshape the civil service by drastically increasing the number and type of employees who are subject to dismissal without adverse action rights. The order allows the government much more flexibility in hiring and firing employees in confidential policy-determining, policy-making, or policy-advocating positions, and prompted Federal Salary Council Chair Ron Sanders, a Trump appointee, to resign Monday, warning that the order was clearly an attempt to require the political loyalty of those who advised the president. Rebecca Rainey reports for Politico. A federal judge has rejected the Justice Department's attempt to intervene on behalf of Trump in a defamation lawsuit filed by E. Jean Carroll, who alleged that he raped her in the 1990s. The department had argued that Trump had been acting within the scope of his office as president when he denied during interviews last year that he had raped Carroll in a New York department store. Thus could be defended by government lawyers and therefore funded by taxpayer money. However, in a 61-page ruling, U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected such arguments, stating, "The President of the United States is not an employee of the government within the meaning of the relevant statutes," adding, "Even if he were such an employee, President Trump's allegedly defamatory statements concerning Ms. Carroll would not have been within the scope of his employment." Ryan Lucas reports for NPR.
Back in their brain to think of a name to give to this tune so Frankie can croon. And maybe old Bing will give it a fling. And that's not everyone humming a thing. The melody's gone, repeat and repeat. But if you can swing, it's got a good beat. And that's the main thing to make with the feet. Cause rock and rhythm's ruling the day. So they call it Opus One. Come on, latch on and jump. Hey, 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 it's Opus One. This ain't no time to slump. Maybe if Benny the King could do it in swing, and oh, Mr. G could rock it for me. It's never a doubt, you'll knock yourself out if ever you should hear Opus One.